Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Isaiah chapter number 9, listen to what the Bible said. For unto us a child is born, verse number 6, I'm sorry, Brother Corey. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called, watch this, wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I want to just look at that for just a second and talk to you about what they called him. And really, the song went right along with it. He's wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, that wonderful right there. Can I just say this about Jesus tonight? He is wonderful tonight, amen. Everything about him tonight is wonderful. He's never done me wrong. Can I say that again? He's never done me wrong. He never will do me wrong. He's wonderful tonight. No matter what you look at him as, no matter what you say about him, no matter what you think about him, the end of the discussion is this: Jesus is wonderful tonight. Jesus is far better to me than I ever deserved. Amen. He's one. Matter of fact, I didn't get to that in verse number 14. We might next Sunday in John chapter number 1, where he talks about him being full of grace and truth. Amen. Hey, he's gracious tonight. He's wonderful tonight. We don't deserve him, but I sure am glad that he saw fit to love us. He is wonderful tonight. That word wonderful means supernatural, and it means extraordinary. That's who Jesus is tonight. You just can't explain him, but I'm glad that we can say he is wonderful tonight. Said this, he's our counselor tonight. The word means this, to advise, to counsel, to purpose, to devise a plan. Let me tell you what he is tonight. He's our counselor tonight. He's not just wonderful, but he is our counselor tonight. If you'll turn to him and seek him over the decisions in your life, I promise you, he'll give you the right counsel. He'll give you the right counsel. You know what? You got one or two decisions to make when it comes to taking counsel. You can take the right counsel or you can take the wrong counsel. Now, I tell you, the right counsel is Jesus tonight in the Word of God. You say, preacher, I'm trying to find counsel in a relationship. Does it line up with the Word of God? Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Are they what we are? Do they believe like we do? Do they go to the same kind of church we do? Do they read the same kind of Bible we read, a King James Bible? Hey, if they're not yoking up the way we yoke up, then you're taking a wrong counsel, Hoss. Hey, he said he's a wonderful counselor tonight. He's not only wonderful, he's the counselor. He said this, according to him, he's the Mighty God. Goes back to the message this morning. He is God incarnated into man. He is a mighty God. That word simply carries the meaning of this, a hero. Can I just say this about him? He is a hero tonight, amen. Jesus is my hero tonight. It's a hero. It refers to one that is strong, mighty, and invincible. He alone is worthy to be our hero. He has defeated all the enemies in 1 Corinthians. He defeated death in Romans 6. He defeated sin in Genesis 3. He defeated Satan in Matthew 28. He defeated the grave in John 10. He defeated hell. Thank God. He is our mighty God tonight. He is our hero tonight. He said this, he's the everlasting Father. He's the everlasting Father. Again, back to John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He is the everlasting Father. He is everlasting. He is the great I Am. He is our Father. That word is, it means a producer or a generator. In other words, he produced what we are today. We are what we are. What? By the grace of a holy God. He is our source. He has brought us into being, and he sustains our life through his power. He is our everlasting Father. Through him being our Father, we see that in Jeremiah 31, he loved us. In Psalms 18, he supports us. In 2 Timothy 1, he sustains us. In John 14, thank God he comforts us. In Luke 12, he provides for us. You know what? He is the everlasting Father. He does without without so we can have. He done without a relationship with his Father, because he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? So that we could have a relationship with the Father. He left heaven so I could go to heaven. He became sin so that I could go to heaven. He is my mediator. He is my Father tonight. Then he said this. He said, he's the Prince of Peace. He's a Prince of Peace. You say, preacher, what's that mean? Well, if you know, you know. And if you don't, you can. You say, preacher, what do you mean? I'm talking about when everything's going south in your life. When everything's upside down. When you don't know which way to go. You don't know which way to turn. You don't know which way to look, whether to look up or whether to look down, whether to go forward or whether to go backwards. Thank God, all of a sudden, out of the midst of nowhere, there's a deep settled peace that can come across your soul. No matter where you're at, no matter what you're going through, He is the Prince of Peace tonight. I'm glad that if you walked in here troubled and you walked in here sorrowing tonight, I'm glad this great God sent His Son to die for our sins. I'm glad that He did die. I'm glad that He did raise again. I'm glad that He did ascend back into the heavens. Oh, but I sure am glad that He said that He would not leave us comfortless, but He would send the Holy Ghost to us, that Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost of God. And when I'm in trouble, when I don't understand the cares of this life, I sure am glad that the Holy Ghost, that great peace, that Prince of Peace, can speak peace to a troubled heart. That's who He is tonight. That's who He is tonight. He is the Prince of Peace. I remember the first time that I ever had peace spoke to my heart. She's going to begin playing, and then they're going to sing this song in the end. I remember the first time I ever had peace spoke to my heart. Can I tell you about it in closing tonight? Can I just tell you about it real quick? July the 20th, 1994, I walked into youth camp at Turner's Creek Baptist Church. I went that night because I had to go. I didn't have no choice. I had to go. My mom and my daddy made me go that night. I walked in that night. I sat about halfway back on the left-hand side from the pulpit. I don't know. There was probably 650, 700 people there that night. Man, it broke out a little bit. The preacher never even got to preach. And I guess it's about a quarter till 10. We were still in church. And I'm going to tell you what, my soul was troubled. In days gone by, I had made a profession. I don't even remember it. And the only reason I know that I made a profession is because I remember my daddy baptizing me. But that was the very first time that I really remember that God rung my bell and showed me I was going to die and go to hell. Boy, I'll never forget that night. My soul was troubled, man. I thought all this the daddy's preached about. Boy, I'd heard the great men of God of days gone by stand and preach. And I thought all this they preached about. I'm going to die and go to hell. Daddy's not going to take me to heaven with him. Mama's not going to take me to heaven with her. Rebecca's not going to take me to heaven with her. I'm going to die and go to hell. Boy, I'll never forget. I got up that night. Mine made my way down. Went through the door, went to the adult men's prayer room. And there that night, I met the Prince of Peace. Boy, my soul was in trouble. I was turned inside out. I thought I was going to die and go to hell. Oh, but thank God for mercy. And thank God for grace. I'm glad that when I cried out to Him, I met the Prince of Peace that night. He gave me peace that I've never got over. I'll tell you something tonight. He'll do the same thing for you. Jesus was more than just that baby in Bethlehem's manger. He was so much more.